boldly even when the world doesn't see your potential, because God does. This is a season of preparation. Like David, your anointing doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is not about perfection, it's about purpose. God's divine grace is upon you, His Spirit is within you, and His plans for you are greater than you can imagine. This is your season, step boldly into it. His divine grace is sufficient, and His Spirit is leading you.
Morning, good morning, good morning. Come on out, jump into the river. Come on, jump into it. Begin to give Him praise. Begin to lift up your voice. Begin to magnify His name. Why? Not because of what He can give you. He's not Santa Claus, okay? Come on now. But because He's worthy. He's worthy. We're not doing this because we're trying to get something from Him, okay? But we're trying to do it. We are lifting Him up. We are magnifying His name because of who He is. And because of who He is, He takes care of us. Oh, come on now. Because He's Father. Oh, come on now. Because He's Daddy, He takes care of us. Oh, come on. Come on. Better get it now. Come on, get it right now. Open up your mouth. The Bible says, okay, come on. Good morning, Sister Trina. Good morning. How we doing? Amen. Amen. Listen, 2025. Okay, listen, 2025. You got to get this in your spirit. 2025. Okay. 2025 is the season you're anointed with God's divine grace. I got to get this in your spirit. This is the season you're anointed with God's divine grace. Come on now, someone type, I receive it. Come on now, type it right now. Type, I receive it. Come on. Come on. I receive it. How glory, glory, glory. Come on now. Come on now, type, I receive it. Right now. Come on now, I receive it. Hey, glory, come on now, you better get this right now. Woo, my God, I receive it. Come on now, I want, you got to get this in your spirit. I receive it right now. Come on now, you better get it. Woo, glory, I receive it right now. There we go. That's right, Quinteros. This is the season you're anointed. See, you have, woo, when God puts His divinity on your life. Oh, I'm trying to get somebody up in here today. When He puts His divinity on your life, come on now. Woo, His divine nature on your life. Come on now. When you begin, not on this, I'm not talking about chill bumps. I'm talking about He submerges you with His anointing. Christ is the anointed one and His anointing. His anointing, the smearing, woo, the submersion of His supernatural presence, essence on your life. you begin, listen, you begin to smell the essence of God on your life. Oh, my God. Well, somebody better type, I receive it. Oh, come on now. Listen, first of all, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the word. Because listen, the Bible says this, in the beginning was the word. Okay, here we go. In the beginning was the word. Okay, I'm going to say it again. In the beginning was the word. The word, high glory, the word, high glory, was with Elohim, God, and the word was Elohim, God. Okay, so what are you saying, prophet? Okay, in other words, you cannot separate God from his word. High glory, and I'm just typing this for Instagram. 2025 is your season, is the season you are anointed with God's divine grace. I'm just typing this for Instagram. And we're going to find out what that's about. Father, we thank you. Father, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind, speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. Father, I declare and decree that the power of your anointing, oh my God, the power of your anointing, oh, my God, the power of your anointing, the yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God is all over your sons and your daughters this morning. Father, we declare and decree that we take an anointing bath today. We're submerged. But this bath, woo, this water, this oil, we're not going to wash away. We're not going to try. We're just going to stay submerged in it. Oh, my God. High glory. Oh, my God, Father, I thank you that as we are anointed, you are destroying the yokes and you're loosening burdens. You're opening doors that have been shut and closed. Devil, we serve you. Notice that at the sound of the shofar, bands are loose, doors are open, woo, bondages are destroyed. Father, I declare and decree, oh my God, that your sons are free. They are free, free, free. Father, you said whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And for, oh my God, where the Spirit of the Lord is, ha, glory, hikesha. Listen, what you got to understand. Now listen, why is this so important? Okay, because 2025, the season that you are anointed with God's grace, is connected with 5785, your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Romans chapter 8, verse 5 says, verse 20, Romans chapter 5, verse 20, moreover, the law entered that the offense or sin might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. High glory. Grace did much more abound. And this word abound means to be abundantly furnished with, to overflow, to furnish one richly, to be submerged in the grace of God. Why? Oh my God, here it is. Why? Because, okay, let me just get this to you. Because you're under the grace of acceptance. Our glory. Listen, some of you, and we've all been there. I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt for it. Okay. You didn't think that just because some of the mistakes you've made, our glory, that God doesn't accept you. Listen, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy burdened. Oh, come on now. And I will give you rest. Oh my God. Ephesians chapter 1. Come on now. I want you to see it in the word. So when we talk about Samuel, you have the word with you. Ephesians chapter 1. Look at what he says. Look at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with what? All spiritual blessings, okay? In heavenly places. So this grace, this divine grace, this divine essence, this divine nature of God is spiritual. High glory. It ain't going to make your clothes wet, but you'll be wet with the anointing. Oh, come on now. Verse 4. According as he has chosen us. You were chosen. He couldn't choose you unless he accepted you. Oh, my God. He has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. How? In love. Someone type, I'm in love with God. Come on now. I'm in love with God. Come on now. Type it right now. Oh, my God. Woo. Verse 5. Having predestined us, beforehand, destined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. It's the will of God that he accepted you, that you were reconnected as sons of God. This is why in Psalms 82, it says you are God's and you are all children of the Most High. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his what? Grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. That's right. Oh, my God. All right. Now that you're in love with God, now type this. I'm in the love of God. Come on now. Woo, this is key. Come on, type it right now. I'm in the love of God. Now, why is this key? Because the Bible says love covers a multitude of sin. This is not giving you a license to sin. But the Bible says, because he accepted you, because he engrafted you in, because he adopted you, and he covers you with his love, you're in the love of God, which means you're covered by the love of God. And love covers a multitude. That's right, Quinteros. You are in the love of God. You are in the love of God. Woo, my God, my God. Listen. God made you peculiar. He made you strange on purpose. Why? Because you are unique. He knows every one of his children by name. He knows every one of your quirks. He knows every one of you who might need to get a cup of coffee in the morning before you say anything. Come on now. He knows that. Come on now. Some of you might be night owls. Some of you might be early risers. But he accepts all of you. Some of you might be the creative. Some of you might be the intellectual. Some of you might be the logical. But he still accepts you. He accepts you as you are. Why? Because you're in the love of God. Why is this key? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Okay, why? Oh my God, where am I going? Here we go. Romans chapter 8. Now that you're going to see this, okay? Romans chapter 8. Okay, here we go. Romans chapter 8. Let me go ahead and type this. Now listen, I want you to get your seed ready, because after you hear the word, we're going to sow seed. Why? Because we learned the other day that when you're sowing seed, you are activating the currency of the kingdom. And currency is seed in motion. Seed of God is currency in motion. This is what you got to understand. Oh, my God. I want you to get this. Well, your seed is, oh, my God. Currency is your financial seed in motion. Now, you're either going to seed it into the ground of God, or you're going to seed it into the ground of the world or the enemy. But your currency is your seed, your financial seed in motion. Oh, my God. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Okay. Start at verse 27. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, capital S, knowing the Holy Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. It's the will of God after you came into the love of God that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prosper. So when you're being transformed by the renewing of your mind, now God can say that, verse 28, and we know all things work together for good to them that who love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. You are the called. What does that mean? That you are, hold on here, let me get to my little thing here. You are the divinely selected and appointed of God. This is why you're in the love of God. Now, he didn't select you after you came on earth. He selected you at creation. He says, let us create Adam, oh my God, in our image and after our likeness, and let them have what? Dominion. Oh, come on. Woo, you were divinely selected and appointed at the beginning. Oh my God. Woo. Now. Okay. Now we see this divine selection in Samuel. This is why 2025, you're anointed with God's divine grace. Why is this so key? Because you have to understand that you went through everything that you went through because you were the divinely selected and appointed. Everything that you went through, the devil, his job is to try to get you to quit. Be not weary in well-doing for what? In due season. Now, this is your due season. Oh, my God. In due season, you shall reap if you faint not. The devil's job is to get you to curse God, to get you to faint, to get you to quit, to get you. Why? Because the devil doesn't have any power over you. Why? Because you're in the love of God. Oh, my God. You're covered. And when you sin, when you mess up, you go back to the Father, you repent, and the Bible says that you are, he's faithful and just to forgive you. That word forgive means to release. So when you look at 1 Samuel chapter 16, okay, 1 Samuel chapter 16, someone type, I receive it. Come on now. For time's sake, look at verse 11, 12, and 13. And Samuel said to Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth, but he's the youngest. See, the Bible, Jesus said that the first shall be last and the last shall be first in the last days. So come on now. In this season, you're going from last to first. You're going from sick to healed. You're going from, woo, in debt, woo, to abundant. Oh, my God. Woo! He says, there remains the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. The sheep was the lowest job you could have in the community, being a shepherd. This is why Jesus took on the job of being a shepherd. Oh, my God. This is why Psalms 23 is so powerful. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. Why? Because you're in the love of God, and God's divinely selected and appointed you, he must take care of you. And Samuel said, Samuel said to Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he comes. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, meaning he was short, he was skinny, and withal a beautiful countenance and goodly to look at, but he was handsome. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him. Okay, first of all, you got to look at this word arise. This word arise in the Hebrew is the kum of God. It means to stand up. It means to rise up. It means to come on the scene. Woo! It means to be established. It means to be confirmed. It means to be proven and validated. Oh, my God. It means to be raised up, to be built, woo, to bring on the scene. Oh, my God. Are you getting this? Someone type, I receive it. Woo. He said, anoint him, okay? For this is he, okay? Samuel was not allowed to anoint any other sons except this one. This is why you're anointed with God's divine grace, because the divine grace of God signifies kind of like that stuff that causes things to glow in the dark. He puts a light on you. Oh, come on now. The Bible talks about in the Gospels that the wise men, woo, they saw the light shine from heaven to the place where Jesus was. Oh my God. They followed where the grace of God was shining on him. And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. Here we go. Here's the divine grace. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. And Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. And the Spirit of the Lord departed Saul. Listen, this is your time and season. Now listen, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. This is the kingdom of God. This is it right here. Woo, my God, my God. This is the season that you're anointed with God's grace. Now, how do you get the grace to be activated? By sowing seed. Now, listen, Prophet Tanya and I, when we started this teaching, the Lord gave us that 2025, this is the anointed divine grace seed, okay? $20.25, $225, $2,025. Why? It's a seed that has the expectation of the season. Oh, my God. Oh my God, come on now, somebody get your seed ready. Oh my God, my God, my God. Father, right now, I declare and decree as your sons and daughters. Now listen, oh my God, my God. Oh my God, God is doing something. You better get this. Oh my God, he's doing something right now. Listen, get your seed. Now listen, whether you sow it into the ministry using the PayPal or the QR code right there. You can use the Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account. Or you can do what is called the Teruma, where you put it into the hand of the priest, according to Ezekiel 44:30. And you shall give the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may cause, may speak, may prophesy the blessing to rest in you, the house, the temple of God. Okay? This is how we do it. You can sow it into my Cash App, and you're doing it as a teruma. You're putting it into the hand of the priest by using $2ProphetMDBrian. Get your seed. Father, I thank you. I speak the blessing of the Lord. You said in Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord makes them rich, and you will add no sorrow. Father, I declare this is their season of no more sorrow, no more lack, no more debt, no more sickness, no more disease, no more fear, doubt, or unbelief, no more worry or anxiousness, but Father, peace, shalom. Woo, my God, in Jesus' name. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss the Hour of Power this Sunday with Prophet Tanya and I. Be blessed.